This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. There was a cartoon I saw about two homes that were being or had been decorated for Christmas. One had lights everywhere. There was a plastic snowman in the front yard, Santa on the roof, and a flashing sign in the front yard that said, Merry Christmas. And the other home, it just had a very simple manger scene in the yard. The couple from the first house were looking out their window at their neighbour's yard and said, some people, you know, they've just got to put religion into everything. Isn't that a fairly typical response at this time of the year? For many people, Christmas is a busy time, and they really just want to avoid the significance of it all. And the world will celebrate Christmas without ever actually worshipping or meditating on the real meaning of this season. And in many ways, in Australia, Christmas is no longer a Christian holiday. It'll come and go, and many will not understand. There'll be parties where, actually, the name of Jesus will never be mentioned, and the real meaning of the season will be completely avoided. So Christmas, in the eyes of many, is this crowding the shopping centres. People get frustrated by the crowds trying to find a park. It's fighting someone for the latest electronic gadget that they want to buy. It's going to a party where, once again, you'll sing the 12 days of Christmas. And so it's getting what you want and getting everything and then still being able to buy some groceries come January. And many families are struggling with their finances for this year. And that's quite well documented, well known. So many have tried to take a Christian holy day, and Christmas is all about a holy day and strip of its meaning. And what is it that really is the reality of Christmas? It is that a child was born into the world, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and yet the world ignores him and in fact turns its hostility at him. He was unwelcome. The Bible tells us that many didn't want a Messiah to be born. Many wanted to take it further to destroy him and to get rid of his name from the earth. And of course today, in some countries, it's not legal to mention the name of Jesus because his teachings are regarded as dangerous. So we're supposed to celebrate Christmas, but we're not supposed to remember why it is that we do it. So Jesus is just as unwelcome in many parts of the world as he was when he was born. People are offended at Jesus at the cross. People reject him. They try to forget him. So what is it that people are afraid of? Why is their hostility directed towards Jesus? Well, we say that he's not just any religious leader. He is the Son of God. He is unique. The Christian church, we talk about him as Emmanuel, God who came to us in human form. To recognize that, of course, means that everything must be different. It means that God is looking for us and that God has a claim on our lives. And actually, his life, his teaching can have an impact on us. So we're obligated to find that out, not to ignore it. And not everyone is happy to do that because, you know, the Bible says in John chapter 1, 10, 11, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. The problem is that it's so easy to get sidetracked into thinking of Christmas as something else, a big business, measure the success of Christmas by the margin of profit. The police talk about how much crime there'll be compared to other parts of the year. And the mailman, he's thinking in terms of how many people are going to be sending letters and so on. And the kids, well, the kids, of course, think about how many days they've got off. So how do you measure in this period where it's hot? Is it just a break, or do we think about Jesus Christ? And what would have happened if Jesus had never come? Jesus said, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Jesus and Christmas, wonderful times of the year. Lord, we thank you for this season of the year. May we indeed understand and have a blessed Christmas. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.